The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmel, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmel and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmel likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Right now we're down to two.
I mean, really?
What? So Waddle is on his way back today from the funeral for Gino Cappelletti. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And we're going to play some of his eulogy today on the Waddle and Sylvie show. And then Yurko is here.
Yeah. I saw him. He was in our office.
And we don't know where he is now. And he always, so like, I think we were in the shitter.
There he is.
And he always says, it's a dollar waiting on a fucking dime to me.
Now look.
As I walk in late.
The tables are turned.
You know, and I fight traffic to get here.
You were behind me when I turned off into the bathroom. You knew I had to go to the bathroom. That's not a surprise to you. It wasn't a shock to you. You knew where I was.
Well, I saw you walking.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be in there when I'm done.
I didn't hear you say
it's
that.
It's not a surprise. You saw me go into the crapper.
I saw you walk down the hall, and I heard you talking to Danny. Big stinkies, huh?
Big stinkies?
Lord, listen, you got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, I know.
I went, man. I feel 5 pounds lighter. I feel great.
Was there just one big kid dropped off at the pool? Were there lots of little kids dropped off at the pool?
No, they're all adults.
A bunch of adults?
Adult swim. Yeah, no. It was massive. It was a good one.
It was massive.
Yeah.
I had a nice one this morning, too.
I got lower back pain going right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's probably all back.
You ever wonder what you ate to the point where you can't believe like what's going on in your belly when you pass gas? Like this morning, I had one of those moments. I was like, "What?
When you passed gas this morning and it stunk?
It was so bad. I'm like, what the fuck did I eat yesterday that's causing this?
It's good for the armchair nutritionist. Do your farts smell more if you eat healthier?
Great question.
Or if you eat shittier?
Yeah. Milk does it for me.
I wonder like what is better. Does it matter? Is there any correlation?
Meller eats healthy and he pound for pound. I think he's
stinky.
He's above me and above Yurko.
Wow.
I think Meller has the stinkiest in the entire shop here at ESPN 1000.
And he's sneaky about it. You know, like Yurko will let you know. Yeah, he doesn't mind.
I don't mind. If I'm letting it go, I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
Most of the times we're in a car, I'll close and lock the windows.
Right.
Oh, really?
I want you to feel the pain.
Wow.
But Meller's sneaky about it.
But even better, though, when you open the window, it circulates it again with violence and velocity.
It's like a tornado all of a sudden in the middle of the car.
Tornadic. Yeah, cyclonic.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get smacked with it again, which makes it even better.
Such animals.
I used to do that.
Well,
to my
I
wife.
Am. I don't care.
What's it? It's called the car bomb, right?
Car bomb.
So yeah. I used to do it all the time. Where my wife and I, when we lived in the Ukrainian village, we had one car. Like it was a condo with three floors, and like there was a garage that two of us shared, just one spot each in the garage. So we had our car was one car in the garage. So we always used that car. And, like, I would come home from doing the midday at the time, mm-hmm. the midday show at the time, and she would have to go into work at the United Center, like, at 3:30 or something like that.
You'd leave or something.
Oh, I would, like, purposely fart right before I walked out of the cart and slammed the door.
Real quick, close the door.
Close the door. There's no circulation in there.
That's love. And it stays. That's love.
And sure enough, sure as shit, literally, I would get a text message, what the fuck did you do in here?
So great.
And you knew what you did.
The sick mind that we have where you're like, I'm knowing
you
I'm going to
do. You did it on purpose.
I'm going to fart in this car, close the door real quick. So when the next person gets in, my wife is going to punch her in the face. It's like, oh my God.
It's the worst thing I ever did.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I'm going to let you know. No. It's the worst thing I ever did.
I doubt that car.
So we were staying at a Holiday Inn back in the early 2000s. It's me and my brother and a group went to go see the St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks play. Yeah. And I say early 2000s, may even been earlier than that, because Chelios was still a Hawk.
Oh, so that was like late 90s then.
Yeah, so whenever Chelios was still a Hawk, it was probably the late 90s.
Yeah.
We went in the offseason to go down there and see them play. And they were messing with me. Everybody was messing with me. They gave me the binoculars. They put the eye black on.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. We used to do that to Bill Hillary.
They put some Gorgonzola on some cheese on my manifold. That way, when I was driving, it stunk the car up. And I'm looking at these guys. You know, I come back and
that's
I park.
A great one.
I didn't know what was smelling. And I come back and park, and there's stuff on the ground. So I parked to the next one. When we come back to the hotel, I go. And then that's when I had them. That's when they had to confess they put the cheese on. My brother was messing with me. Bundy was messing. Everybody was messing with me. Then I finally, I said, I went, I took a dump. I scooped the poop out.
No, with your hand?
Yeah, what the hell's the big deal? It's my poop.
That's disgusting.
Scooped it out. Do you guys want to listen or do you guys not want to listen? I scooped the poop out with my hand. I put in a garbage can. I filled the garbage can with some water about halfway. Went and leaned it up against my brother's door, and I knocked down the door. They opened it up. The poop went flooding in with the water. And there you go.
That is the worst thing ever.
Stunk it up.
That is pretty bad.
Day, listen, if you're going to fuck with me, you're going to get fucked with.
That is pretty
and
bad.
And I'm going fucking nuclear option on your ass.
That is a pretty, like,
that's where I went.
You went Jimbo Fisher right
there.
Yeah,
that's next level. I got to say, I respect it a little.
Thank
other
you.
Than digging the poop out with your bare hands.
It's my poop. I can wash my hands right afterwards.
What about a cop, like the hotel cop?
Still kind of nasty.
Or did you wash your hands after you were done?
No, I licked each finger.
Oh, God.
Is that what you want to know? Is that what you want to know?
You know he did.
Is that what you want to know, Merkin? Were you Mr. Hygiene over there, sentimental hygiene?
Sentimental hygiene.
What the hell's going on over there? I mean, geez.
That's true.
Come on, guys. Of course I wash my hands afterwards.
I want to know, too, about this.
Like, that's the important thing. Come on. Focus on what I did to them. And then they came out probably 3 hours later.
Did they try to top you?
There's no topping.
Well, at that point, you got to wave the white flag.
They were hungover. They started it. They couldn't believe I went nuclear on them. Yeah. And I did. So that
day. We used to fuck around with each other so much. Like roommate, you know, like we really did.
And trips, too.
Yeah,
like
you're a little douche at times too.
Oh, I can do,
oh yeah, Sylvie can.
Yeah. Carm and his buddies. When I was I was a little older than that group, but as we were growing up through the business together, I would always hang out with Carmen's friends. Carmen's friends that he grew up with in Naperville reminded me of the Jackass crew.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like McCloskey just texted me too recently.
Did he?
Yeah, and like. That guy's right out of Jackass.
Yeah.
And some of the things that group would do.
Yeah, we.
Nasty.
We did.
Funny and nasty, like the Jackass crew.
We fucked around with each other a lot. We left an open can of tuna fish in a kid's car one time underneath the seat in the summer.
In
the heat. Took a crap in a 5-gallon bucket and left it on a guy's driveway. I mean, we did all that. We did all the hijinks, you know.
Have you guys ever pulled up to someone who's driving and say point to the tire and say your tire is low?
No.
And then that's happened to me a couple times where
they're
someone
just fucking
did that.
With you?
Yeah, and then I pulled over and got out and I'm looking at my tires. I'm like, my tires are fine. And then
but what's the bit that they call
you and they're like, yeah, your tires are fine. Just
what do you mean they call?
Oh, so this is someone you know.
Yeah, someone you know pulls up next to you and points to your tire and says, your tires are low. Pull over.
Boy, that's a great trick.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But you got it on the monitor now? I think when tire pressure goes down. It's the advancements, they tell us.
Cars are advanced enough.
You're below 32 PSI right now.
You got some exciting friends playing some real jokes on you, Andy.
Yurko is dumping shit on his hockey buddies and his brother. And Merkin's buddies are saying, your tires are low.
Yeah, it's just a little below 32, I think. It's 31 and a half.
We were hiding.
You might want to check it out.
We were hiding dildos in guys' work bags. and they get to work and they open it up and he's got a big
another bad
8-inch dildo in their fucking work bag. And Merkin's buddies are telling him that their tires are low.
No.
We had it.
The Bambage brothers threw one in the luggage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did that, too.
Carry on luggage.
We did that, too.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, they're bringing out the big hog.
I remember one time when I was living with three buddies. There were four of us, and we were all pretty young. I mean, we were right out of college, so it was hijinks. And I don't know. Somebody came home with it or I don't remember the exact scenario, but it was, like, in the house, and we started. I think the first thing I did was, like, I took it and I put it in one of the guys' cereal boxes, right? Fucking ate Cocoa Pebbles every morning or whatever he ate. And he opened up in the morning and there's the dildo. And then he put it in my work bag. And then we put it in the guy's travel bag. And then we stuffed it in one guy's pillowcase and he went to bed at night. And we just fucked.
Where are you getting the dildo?
I don't know. So one of the guys
sure
had
they
it.
Just so happened to have it?
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing with it.
Lover's Lane, kid.
Yeah. I don't know if it was. I don't remember
this
like.
Brought to you by Blue Chew and Lover's Lane.
All of a sudden it was in the house and we were joking about it one day because it was quite impressive. It was one of those kinds that you had like the suction cup on it, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And
one of those that on the do table. They come with a suction cup?
I think they've got all kinds. I mean, if you've never seen the movies, you put it right there by the bathroom and the young lady has herself a little party.
Well, you could stick it, you know, it's got a suction on it, so you stick it on the table or on the floor, right? And that, yeah.
Yeah, wherever.
Right, wherever. It doesn't matter.
Like if you got a shower that's glass in shower, boom, it goes right up on
exactly.
The shower.
Exactly. So it had a suction
party
cup on
time.
It.
I never
so
knew.
So we were fucking around drinking somewhere and somebody had
spit
it.
Put roast
it out.
Action,
you know, and then. And then the next morning, like, it was still sitting out, and I grabbed it. I put it in a cereal box. That's, like, kind of dumb.
Great.
But we just, it just turned into this, like, let's fuck with each other.
Over and over,
sure enough, it was in one guy's luggage. It was in a guy's work. He got to work. He opened up his bag, and it was in there. And he's like, okay, this has got to stop now. I'm a lawyer. And he's like,
now it's gone too far.
I'm a barrister.
Too bad.
I showed up in court. It was in my valise.
I live with two CPAs and a lawyer, a state's attorney, all right? That's who these three guys were. Bill Blumenthal, Chad Evers, and Mike Rodenbaugh. Y'all know who you are. And I was the slapdick fucking sports reporter.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're like, this is going too far now. I am taking this into the office.
They're gazillionaires now.
I know they are. Here I am.
Doing what he's doing.
Like, too bad.
Hey, we're doing Unhinged. Then we're reading Blue Chew spots, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Telling you to get hard.
Still fucking around.
Crosstalk Unhinged brought to you by Blue Chew. Carmen will tell you about that in a minute.
Yes.
One thing I want to say about Waddle. Is he tried to do one of those to me. And this was a nasty prank. Merck, I think this was maybe, I don't know if this was before you got here. It was early in the relationship.
About 06 then.
07.
No, 07 is when we started.
07 then.
07,
yeah. Close, Yurko.
And one of those, and I did, I don't know, I went to Miami. It was while I was single, and I was going to Miami South Beach by myself. So I'm traveling by myself.
I think your friends were busy?
Sometimes it's the independent, like, on paper, the independent vacation sounds good until you're eating that first dinner alone by yourself.
You're like, this maybe wasn't the best idea.
I'm fucking lonely.
Yeah.
I got no life. What the hell am I doing?
Not the best idea.
You know, you think it's going to be liberating.
They've got services down there for that type of thing.
They do.
I wasn't making the money.
Yeah.
Wasn't making the money.
No, she's the one that makes the money, though.
So anyway, you know the story.
I've told
the story on the air, but this, like, it did backfire on me. So I was checking my bag. I didn't check my bag, I should say. I had just, you know, one of those roller luggages.
Right.
So Waddle, when our office was right here, took one of those tape cutters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a tape gun with a big blade on it.
Yeah. Knowing that he's going to go through TSA.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, what the fuck do you have this thing for?
Yeah.
What are you looking to do on the airplane?
Sending Christmas gifts.
I mean, really.
So first of all.
Fucking walking out with a box. Can you imagine? Like with the
If I would have gotten caught, it's more than just, ooh, sir, you have a full bottle of water in your bag.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get rid of that.
Right.
It's, hey, what the fuck are you doing with this blade plane? What are you trying to do? So they missed it for whatever reason.
Which is, it's not very reassuring, right? I mean, like.
And this is a long time ago. They missed it. And when I went into hotel, I reached into the bag. It was like in the side bag, one of the side pockets.
Side pocket.
So like you don't like lift it up and look in the side pockets. Like there's a few like socks or like underwear. So I stuck my hand in it. And sure enough, I cut my fucking finger.
Good.
On the blade.
Were you like, what the fuck is that?
Yes, I remember this.
Did you cut it off?
It was like, it felt like something bit me.
Yeah.
Like I reached in and it felt like something bit me.
Yeah. And if you did cut your finger off, how could you tell?
Yeah, right. Sylvie's the same. I can't tell the difference. See with my nub.
I mean, that is one that can backfire in a very dangerous way, could. Though. Like, that's kind of crossing
America's
the line.
America's sweetheart, my ass.
Like, yeah, I'm going to stick a box cutter in this guy's fucking luggage. I mean, like,
you didn't get stopped. You didn't get detained. You didn't get thrown into prison and ruined your Miami trip. Your loneliness did that.
Yeah.
But there was a little, I got hurt, and then you could torment Waddle for the rest of his life.
Hey,
so that's not a bad thing.
I know.
Thing.
If Sylvie's going on vacation, let's put some coke in his fucking briefcase.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, what?
She's going to be
it's going to be hilarious.
Dinky, bring me that satchel.
Yeah. Once he gets to TSA and they find the cocaine in his bag, it's like, geez.
That will be a good prank.
That's next level shit, Waddle. Yeah. You better be careful with that.
I also want to ask Yurko about the, I want to zoom in on the bringing the binoculars to the game. Like, here you're on this kind
trip. We're up high.
Having fun.
I didn't bring binoculars.
Someone has the thought, you know what? Let's get a close-up look at Shelly.
I'm glad you thought of
that. First of all,
who brings binoculars into a hockey game?
First of all, they weren't my binoculars. They brought binoculars for the trick.
Oh,
and we were way
trick.
Up
All
there.
Right.
This is back when nobody was making money.
So they were planning.
We were way up high.
Well, you were making money in 97. Yeah,
I made $60,000 in my first year in the NFL. Who's
but 97,
making money?
You were a free agent. You
I
made
know,
money.
But again, it's the Chelios thing. I got to find out exactly what year we went out.
Okay.
Let me look at Chelios.
Well, Chelios was here from about 90 to about 98.
He was here in 91, right?
Yes. 90 to 98, Chelios was here.
92 is I'm guessing.
Right, so that's early.
So 1992.
All right. So
I hadn't quite made what I made, you know, and I made sure I took care of Mom and Pa because that's what I did.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Always gave him a little promise. You know, when I made a little bit, I made sure Mom and Pa got taken care of, took care of the house, paid off the loan, you know, do that kind
of
thing.
It was nice.
You know? For Mom and Dad.
So nobody's sitting
not
luxury
for myself.
Suite.
Yeah, right? We're not luxury suite. We're up in the loge section.
So
the loge. Way up high.
So they did this knowing they were going to fuck with
us. They're going to fuck with us. Yeah. And they did.
I like that. We used to do that at.
It was Kekelek was his name. I forget his first name, but Kekelek. Mike Kekelek.
We used to do that
trick. Still today I see him. I want to punch him sometimes.
Back in the old days when we had the White Sox, the first go around, and we'd cover, you know, I'd cover games, or Sylvie and I started doing nights, and we'd be at the ballpark or something.
You guys did it to Bruce Levine?
We would do it to Moose Scourin and to Melty. We'd do it to Melton. We'd sit in Dave Wills had the pre and post booth where they, next door to Farmer and Rooney's booth, and there were binoculars in there. And they, like, Moose and Melty would always pick them up and look at it, and we'd put eye black on there, and there's fucking Melty holding it up, and he'd take him down in that big baritone voice. Yeah. God damn it, fucking Joe Creedy can't fucking hit. And he'd take the things down, and he'd have fucking black circles around his eyes. Oh, it was so great. We used to crack up, man, I tell you. Joe Creedy.
And Moose Scourin, for those who didn't know, played for the Yankees.
Yes.
Chicago area legend.
Yeah,
right?
Old-timer. I mean, Moose played in the 50s and 60s. And Moose played like in 10 World Series with the Yankees.
And then
it was unbelievable.
To sit and to hear the stories.
Oh.
But then to think that, like, we're goofing
on
Moose Scourin. Moose fucking Scourin.
He had dinner with DiMaggio and fucking Frank Sinatra. And here
Marilyn
we are.
Monroe.
And Marilyn Monroe. And we're goofing.
And we're
goofing.
Carmen and Sylvie are goofing. He'd drink, like, a couple of different iced teas or pops.
Yeah.
He'd have a couple of Cokes. And he would be like he was drunk.
Yeah.
He was so much fun to be
with. For some reason, he always took a liking to us, too. This fucking legendary Yankee who was even referenced in the Seinfeld episode of the Yankee Fantasy Camp. Like, that's how significant Moose is in Yankee history, that Kramer references him during the brouhaha at Yankee Fantasy Camp. Moose gets a name drop, and he always took a liking to us. We're these two slapdicks, you know.
Another slapdick reference.
And Moose,
no more accurate reference.
And Moose loved us. I mean, he really did. Like, he took a liking to us, and we had good times with Moose back in the days. He was something.
Yeah. So what are you guys hard for? You guys hard for anything? Anything?
I'm hard for a Luka Doncic bounce back game tonight.
I like the Mavs tonight, by the way.
Yeah,
with the six.
I'm looking
I do.
For a bounce back game.
They're 25-10 straight up following a loss this year, guys. And they've made good adjustments in the playoffs. Like, I've been impressed with Kidd and what they've done. I'm with Yurk. I think they'll bounce back. I do like Luka. There's some. I guess Kevin Harlan went on a radio show and said he was really sick all night, but it's like a Jordan situation, except he didn't go out and win the game and score 38. he only scored 20. He was really sick, I guess, the night before game one. That's what Harlan told. I don't remember the show.
Why
I'm
was
not
he
sure.
grabbing the back of his shoulder all day?
I don't know the answer to that, Jurgen.
Yeah, this, it looked this like he got banged
this
up
was
or
Doncic.
Something.
This
yeah.
is what Harlan said, on a I guess, on a radio show somewhere yesterday, that Luka was really sick the day before game one. And maybe that explains some of... You know, he did not look good. I mean, for, you know, I get Wiggins has become a nice defender and Looney too, but like that didn't look like Doncic, right? And they were just out of sorts. I think they'll bounce back tonight, although so they've been good at home, the Warriors.
When, with the picture that was going around with him drinking the beer in the moment, you believe that that was an old picture, like the Mavericks said? Did you
yeah,
guys
was he
see that?
Boban? I saw it, right?
Yeah,
I
he's
saw
sitting it. Out at, like in a hoodie having a beer.
Right.
So you, that wasn't before game one.
Dude, who knows? It's hard
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, but tell him the story about Kukoč.
Oh, it's that's
Steve
it's
Kerr. Well, he knows it. He loves that.
Yeah,
story.
But that's the point. I mean, this is what the Europeans do.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. He had, what, pasta? He had a steak. He had a bottle of wine. And he went back to the locker room, took a big dump, and was ready to play in rock and roll.
Just like exactly. you before on him.
So, he was on KNBR.
He was on KNBR. There yeah. you go. That makes sense. Yeah, I guess Harlan said that on KNBR.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah, that he was sick. I'm hard for my White Sox in the Bronx this weekend. Like, yeah, and I heard you make the point on the show when you guys went on late after the game was over yesterday, Sylvie, that fucking marathon game, too.
4 hours.
That's where baseball can get tough. I'm telling you, that's where, like, it can be hard for younger fans. Like, it's a lot, man.
But at least there were, like, Chuck pointed it out, too, on the postgame show. There were a lot of balls in play.
There were. Like, Sox had a lot of hits.
Like, Guillen was talking about there were a lot of base runners.
Yeah.
But
it's a long time. It's a big commitment, let's face it. But I heard you make the point that, you know, thank God they didn't just roll over and be like, all right, let's get out of Kansas City, get to New York. It was 4-1. It was like, you're not going to lose 3 out of 5 to the Yanks, right?
I texted you, and I said, Carm, could they lose 3 out of 5 in these last three? And if they would have gone down, speaking of Blue Chew, with a limp dick in Kansas City, another game. I'm not telling you that this win against Kansas City is going to vault them to some great heights, but it sure saved them.
Yeah.
Because if you lose that game... Man, the people are starting to are
the
swirl.
Buzzards are swarming, yeah, right? Uh-huh. Like, and I think maybe they hopefully
New York.
Carry a little momentum into New York. They face Cortez again tonight. He looked great again. He's pitched great in the last year and a half, period. But they've done terrific against lefty starters the last 2+ seasons. We know that. It's 44-20. Seeing him for the second time in a week, you know, you should not be as fooled by Cortez tonight. Maybe they, you know, maybe Kopech pitches really well again. Maybe you win 2 or 3, and I think they'll feel good about themselves coming home to face Boston if they can take 2 or 3 from the Yankees this weekend in New York.
So. I think before the week started, the Sox were like 14th on ESPN's power rankings.
Yeah, something like that.
Like mid, right there, mid.
Yeah.
They're just mid and mediocre.
They're down to 16-1 to win the World Series. They were 8-1, guys,
right,
when the season started.
That's why I played them to win the division. I still think it's a good deal right now.
I followed you on that. So.
If you could get it.
What are you hard for?
I'm hard for next Wednesday for the last spring trading. I talked about it in the brief time that I had yesterday with Tyler and Meller. We'll talk a little more today. Merkin is going to be producing that show. Merck's here with us now.
Will you have a talk with Cap before the show?
I don't think we should. I personally don't. I know he, from word that I've gotten through several sources, including LeVar Ball, that I called LeVar Ball for this, and I've heard that he's not pleased about it. And like, I would love him to lean into this.
Yeah.
People have wanted this. This is sports we're fucking talking about.
Do you think Danny set this up?
No.
No.
You don't?
I do not.
I don't know if he did or he didn't, but, you know, Hood's on vacation, and I've got limitations next Wednesday.
Yeah, kind of.
Also, maybe what I'm saying?
And Black and Abdallah.
My daughter's graduating.
Yeah. It's a weird week.
I can't work.
Congratulations.
In the evening. Thank you very kindly.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
So I can't work in the evening. So I was limited to an X amount of time that I could work.
Right.
So not that anybody's setting it up, but there were some.
There were a few parameters.
There were problems, you know, with this specific week.
Yeah.
You know, the third
we
week.
We ran into a little bit
spring
of an issue
trading.
This week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where Yurk can't do late and Hoodie's gone.
Right.
And
Hoodie was drawn and wait, Hoodie's on vacation.
Right.
Week,
right.
You know? We should never put Hoodie's name in. That's the silly thing.
Well, then isn't there a Sox game again, too?
No.
Is it no Sox? Oh, good. So it's 6-8. So it's a full 6-8 ride.
There's a Sox game. You're right.
There's
a Sox
game.
I thought you were talking about during the day. No, there's a Sox game.
Well, I mean,
night.
Whoever gets, like, Black and Black and I had 20 minutes.
Me, Black and Abdallah are doing 2 to 6:30.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so Waddle and your car are when then?
I don't know the answer.
They're 10 to 2.
Oh, 10 to
2. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm working 10 to 2.
Oh, so we're going straight through Waddle, that right day. Through. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Love it.
Yeah, Waddle this is great. 10 to 2.
So there's going to be crosstalk between Cap, me, yes. Waddle, and Yerk. That's going to be can't miss, too. Yes.
Right, and then it'll be Waddle and Yerk with crosstalk with...
me, Black, and Abdallah. Five-man right. bang.
All right. Yeah.
But, like, people are tweeting about this, and, like, he doesn't want to do a show with me. I think we need to do, like, a monthly podcast, to tell you the truth.
I think you
Cap
guys...
Cap and me just to air grievances. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is the big deal?
I don't know. It's but like you
what's
said.
What's the
it's
big sport. Fucking deal?
It's sports talk radio. I mean, we're fucking around. We bust balls. I know. You know, we bust his a lot. He brings it on himself, quite frankly.
The hell that I lived in real crosstalk for 2 years with this fucking guy
I
over
know.
Here.
I mean, please.
The hell that my life was
this
for those 2 years.
Who?
You, the good kid. The not so good
asshole.
Kid in those 2 years.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, what right. I had to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, come on, really.
I mean, like, I don't want to hear, I don't want to do a show with Sylvie. He calls me out because one day I say this thing, and then the next day I contradict myself. Then don't fucking contradict yourself.
That's right.
Like, we can't help that. We have to point out that, you know,
anybody.
You're on the air telling people you can't make fun of big league players, and you called Kyle Schwarber a beer league softball player.
Oh, I got something for you today, too.
Oh, boy,
regular
again?
Crosstalk, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. All right. I look forward to it. So Sylvie's hard about that, and rightfully so. The Switch is going to be good again next Wednesday. BlueChew.com. That's the place to go. Use the promo code... what's the promo code again, guys? I'm trying to find it. Where's the promo code?
Get hard.
Code. No, it's not.
Get hard 69.
8 inches of magic.
Unhinged. That's right.
Unhinged.
The copy. Unhinged. That makes sense. Use the code unhinged. I couldn't remember if it was unhinged or ESPN.
Not 8 inches of magic.
Okay. Use the code unhinged, and you can try a month's supply of Blue Chew for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for the shipping. That's it. There's no shame in it. Don't be afraid to try it. Yurko swears by it, and so do millions of other men. You're not 25 anymore. You can't fuck like you used to. All right? So
Jesus.
Get down with some Blue Chew. Oh, what are you? You're shy all of a sudden? You're throwing piles of shit in people's hotel rooms. Now you're fucking...
3 weeks ago, we talked about bestiality, and week we talked about incest.
Now you're shy?
And
I don't
now
think
all of
so.
A sudden...
Fuck like a champ. Never fail. BlueChew.com.
Right.
Use the promo code unhinged. All right. And next week, Tom, we'll all be back together.
Yeah. So Waddle's traveling back today. And of course, like, he went through COVID, obviously, and that's no walk in the park. It's a lot better, though, than, you know, 2 years ago.
Sure.
No complaints there. But and then, you know, his father-in-law, and one thing that I've realized over the last few days, how much he meant to him, like a real dad.
Yeah.
You know, as far as him backing his career, he talked about him being proud. Gino, like, it was so important for him to have Gino proud of his football playing career.
35 years he's known Gino, right? I mean, you start doing the math, close to it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time.
I would say probably exactly
right?
35
About 35 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
He talked about family dinners in the eulogy. There was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking so you want to wrap it up
now?
Yeah,
wrap it
up.
Okay,
good.
All right.
I'll save this other topic about the Tom Brady roast for regular crosstalk.
And Cap, you got something on Cap?
Yeah,
And you got a Tom Brady roast. Sounds good.
Tell your friends the crosstalk unhinged. Not just what Trey Toon says on the Carmen and Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie page. It's got its own tile now.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are really good. Tell your friends, text your friends. Over the weekend, if you're looking for original content, go to the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's easy. It's fun listening. So check us out. And thanks, as always, to Randy Merkin. And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?